I'm going to call the Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting Monday, May 18th, 2015, order. Bob, could you establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel called. Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton and George Kramer both called. We have established a quorum.
Can you explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the May 18th, 2015 Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division 3 permit application presented during the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon the two Division 2 permit applications that were presented during the May 11th, 2015 public hearing. The Planning Commission will also hear three new concept requests, which will be presented next month during the June 8th, 2015 public hearing. If you're presenting a concept request at this time, at this meeting, your name or the name of the project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody read the April minutes? You might want to make a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve minutes as written.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Bob. I guess we're going to go with Music City Motors first.
I did want to give you a brief update. I provided the Planning Commission did have a few questions regarding the regulations that govern holding tanks specifically, and the Planning Commission did request that I provided all the members with a copy of the Missouri laws governing on-site wastewater systems. But then I also provided all of the members with a copy. I highlighted specifically the provisions concerning holding tanks, and it just says the use of holding tanks is generally discouraged, and their interim use should be limited to situations where construction of satisfactory sewer treatment and disposal systems will occur within 1 year. And so essentially the State Health Department looks at them as a temporary solution until sewer is available, while sewer is being constructed, and sewers to really be constructed within a year's period of time, and so that's really the time frame that those are supposed to be utilized. On this proposal, the staff recommendations are: if the Tannehill County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. Second, the Western Tannehill County Fire Protection District shall submit a compliance letter to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, a current copy of the Missouri State Dealership License shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Four, an on-site restroom facility shall be established. Five, the applicant shall make connection to the existing Branson Municipal Sewer Main located upon the property in question. Six, a 25-foot-wide vegetative buffer shall be maintained between the Music City Motors business and the adjoining residences to the north. Seven, parking shall be provided in compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. Eight, normal business hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 9, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 10, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 11, prior to the issuance of the Division 2 Certificate of Conformance, the developer shall first present a Certificate of Occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office. And 12, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. And I did go ahead and amend the area-wide Motors to reflect that it's now Music City Motors.
Good. Mr. Rafford, you want to come up, please? I don't know if any guys got any questions for Mr. Rafford.
I've got a question. If we agree to this and with the amendments, and it is hooked to the City of Branson sewer, will it turn it into, it'll be annexed into the city at that point?
That's what the city's indicated, is since it's contiguous
right.
with the city limits, that they likely would require annexation. They would have the ability just to require a pre-annexation agreement and not actually take it in.
Okay.
Anybody got any questions? You see anything up there you don't like, Steve?
Yeah.
What?
The on-site restroom facility. Current landowner won't allow that to happen. So. It's a commercially zoned property right now under your interpretation of the development code. So any and since you don't have commercial districts listed with specific uses, which you don't, there's no difference between the use as far as a commercial application is concerned between a used car lot, new car lot, or a property selling portable buildings or ATVs or bicycles for that matter or corner or whatever. And so actually this shouldn't even been brought up as a Division 3 issue, because this was not a change of use. I mean, the state statutes, if you've read them, are extremely clear on this. This is the same issue that I had to address in Stone County. As all you guys may know, I had that adjudicated. It took 4 years, and the court found in my favor. And the Planning and Zoning Development Code at Stone County was determined by a judge as being invalid. And this is the same kind of stuff that, and I'm not up here to argue with anybody. I'm too old to argue, okay? I'm just telling you that if you've read the state statutes, I shouldn't even be here tonight getting a Division 3 permit for a previously approved commercial application in the county, because you do not have in your commercial zoning specific uses. So anything that you can't be arbitrary and capricious in your decisions here. That's not even your mission statement of the development code indicates something different than that. Your own mission statement. So there's no difference, you know. It'd be like saying you can sell 2x4s and 2x6s and 2x10s, but now if you go to sell some plywood, or if you go to sell a kitchen sink, then you got to come back and get a Division 3. That's not really, respectfully, That's not your job here. Your job, and was done correctly based on the current format that you have, is if somebody comes in and asks for commercial zoning, you do spot zoning. Spot zoning is illegal as well in the state, but I won't get into that. But so you done zoning, and you zoned this commercial. So now, once it's zoned commercial, it's commercial. And since you don't have a determination of what's allowed in commercial districts, I mean, where do you go from there? And so that's the reason you have these kind of issues. And I would love for the county to somebody to bite the political bullet, which I mean, in the last 10 or 15 years, none of the commissioners of the development or the Planning and Zoning Commission have been willing to do it and create a countywide zoning map. So if you have an intersection in Taney County and one corner is a C-store and the other opposite corner is a hardware store, that intersection would be zoned commercial. And we wouldn't be coming, the residents, the citizens, or whoever, wouldn't be coming before planning and zoning then for Division 3. It'd already be zoned commercial, and it would be done administratively. This is the way it's done every place else in the world. So, you know, so I shouldn't even be here, actually. The property's already zoned commercial. You've already approved it for car sales. So what you're deciding tonight is it's commercial, but you can or can't sell portable buildings. That's really what you're making a vote on tonight. It's none of this other's already, the train's already left the depot on this other stuff. Okay? That's already been approved.
Well, it's not just the buildings that you've got on here. It's all the other stuff you got on there, too.
Why did he come in here? It's because he wants to sell something different than cars.
The first decision of record contained a condition that limited the approval specifically to automobiles. And so at the point that he went beyond automobiles, that's when it was viewed as needing an additional Division 3 permit. But it was a specific condition in the original Division 3 permit. And I think the reasoning behind it was that this would be a very limited use. It was portrayed as being something that was going to be a very temporary use until the property owner was able to sell the property and a more permanent use was able to be established, which was basically portrayed at that time as connecting to sewer and annexing into the city limits.
Well, you're exactly right about that, and I'll freely admit that our land lease is subject to a sale. So if the current owner of the property sells the property, we got a 90-day notice that we got to be off the property. So in that regard, what Bob's telling you is exactly correct. Now, so
did I hear you say that was something about the restroom that it was contingent that would be hooked up? Is that what you said there?
But that's a ploy. That's a ploy here.
I understand that. I wasn't sure. I thought I heard you say that, Steve. I'm not positive.
Well, but if that happens, we're non-conforming use in the city of Branson. So we're shut down. So what you're doing is you're shutting the business down now.
I understand.
Okay.
If you guys asked the city of Branson, I mean, I heard Bob say they plan to annex it. I mean, they told you that. If he hooks to the sewer, their thoughts are they will annex him, basically, period. Or they can't do that. I thought he was talking about that. If you checked into it, possibly you could hook up to the sewer and not be annexed.
Well, What they've indicated to me is that normally, if they do extend sewer service to you, that they normally do require annexation. If they chose for whatever reason not to annex the property, they would require the property owner to sign a pre-annexation agreement, basically.
That is their discretion.
Yes.
Probably have to pay a higher rate, too, when
it's
outside.
That's my understanding.
Pay city sales tax. The signage on the property would become non-conforming. The city has made it their business to land grab and try to control everything outside the city for years. We're all very familiar with that. So, you know, this intergovernmental agreement that the county signed with the city on sewer is a whole nother convoluted issue too. But besides that, all we want to do is operate a commercial business that's already approved for commercial use, albeit it was approved for cars. So I guess there's where we are. The property sells, we have to be off in 90 days. And so, you know, I don't even operate this business. It's something I'm helping my son do. I mean, I'm not even... I may be there once a week. So, you know. So anyway. And I'm not, and just, you know, I'm not making up this situation with Stone County. Check with your county attorney. I mean, I'm not making that up. That happened.
We know about it.
Okay. And, yeah. And, you know, I think that I am for planning and zoning. I am pro planning and zoning. And I made the first PUD submittal in this county when planning and zoning first went in 1986 or 7. I don't know if any of you was here when I filed a PUD for Point Royal Village and Country Club. That was the first thing that hit planning and zoning after it was enacted. So I am for planning and zoning. I think it's great. I think it's needed. So.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions? I think Steve spoke his piece. Somebody want to make a motion on this?
Well, I can't see that we can take anything out about the restrooms. I'll make a motion to accept it as it's written. With the recommendations. I'd make a motion to accept it as it is written. Per the recommendations.
Did you? We changed it. Okay, anybody want a second? For a second.
If there's not a second, the motion dies.
Okay. No second. It's So that puts us where, Bob?
Well, that motion died for lack of a second. Is there another motion?
Make a motion to decline? No.
I'll make a motion that we allow him to go ahead and sell whatever he wants to sell on there as long as it's commercial, as is.
Somebody want to second that?
Second word discussion. With a couple of points you brought up, is that possible to discuss a couple of those items on there? Because if that's, you brought up a good point. If we make a motion as and second and approve that as written, does that not kill his business?
It's got to be at the bathrooms. No, it does not kill the business. But you have to have restrooms. In my opinion.
Is well, I want clarification on the on-site restroom facility. What are we talking about?
Maybe also, because that could be a porta potty, doesn't it?
I think that's the...
That's my problem with it. I mean, I'm sorry, but I feel for Steve, and I certainly don't want to tell a man how to do his property. But if you're going to have public in there and people working, in my opinion, I believe you should have a bathroom, an on-site bathroom, indoor facility for them, personally, in my opinion.
And I think if we go with an on-site restroom facility, then by state law, he will be required to hook up a sewer, because I don't think state law will let you put any kind of facility in when sewer lines are available.
When they're available, and that's my
understanding. Is my understanding on how the state law reads. If that's what we're looking at, why?
Wasn't sure that's how that
read.
The only reason I did the second.
Yeah. Can you go back to what your motion?
He made a motion to, as it reads.
No. I made a motion to let him sell what he wants to sell out there because he's already commercial.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like him. I don't know why he's back here, but because he wants to sell something other than cars. Storage buildings and other outbuildings.
I understand some confusion on the restroom facilities to begin with, between the okaying the sales of cars and now. That's what I understood.
My understanding is he was out of compliance in the past.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
So we need to make the compliance understood.
Well, I think in the original thing, there was more than just buildings applied for. If I read back on that.
Yeah, it's over. You mean on?
Several different articles that were asked for.
To be able to sell several different articles?
Mm-hmm. I think that's there's true. Not only buildings, there's
yeah, here it is.
There's
poultry retainment buildings and various things.
There you go, Dave, up on the screen.
Okay.
Are we done on discussion? Did you have something, Dave?
No, I just wanted to make everybody aware of what, if you went ahead and approved the rest of this stuff, it was not just buildings.
So we done on discussion? Somebody want a second to Doug's? You want to read again, Bob, or Doug, what you was for the third time?
I made a motion to the effect that he's already zoned commercial, and we shouldn't have the right to tell what people should be able to sell if it's already zoned commercial. And if he's out of compliance with the restroom, if he does bring a holding tank in, then that's out of our hands, too. It goes back to the health department. And the health department could enforce the hookup to the sewer.
Somebody want to make a second? Second it?
For discussion, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Your motion, that's leaving it up to the health department as far as the restroom situation.
Yes, sir.
So with that motion second, does that have to change up there the contingencies?
It should.
Well, if there's no change made, there's nothing to vote on. If we're not changing anything about any of it. And, I mean, I'm just like everybody else. I like to see everybody do what they want to with the property. But we can't have porta potties sitting all over the place.
Point of order, am I?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we whatever happens tonight, the current Division 3 zoning is in place.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's my opinion. I mean, everybody else got their own opinion, I guess. But.
Yes.
Well, sorry about that.
Right.
Yes.
This is an addition.
So, one more, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
What's the policy on adjudication after Board of Adjustment, Circuit Court, and so on? I guess this would become a non-conforming use if we continue to sell buildings there. What position does the Planning and Zoning Commission take while the applicant or the owner is going through adjudication in the past?
In the past, as long as we have had uses that have been ongoing, as an appeal's been made, basically.
Okay. Well, that may be the solution there. Maybe this kind of issue needs to be adjudicated, guys. Really. I mean,
anybody else got anything else? Do we need?
I cannot knowingly vote for the project when you put it in business and it breaks, goes against a state statute. If I didn't know it, perhaps that'd be different, and I'd just be stupid. But I know that to approve this, it goes against a state statute on the sewer part, and I cannot knowingly vote for it.
Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion again. For this or against it? Anybody want to make a motion?
I would vote to deny because it does not meet state statutes.
I'll
make a motion in that effect.
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, you vote was no. I didn't hear you, Randy. I'm sorry.
How many nay votes did I have? Two, one.
Randy and Doug, no. Rick, Dave, and Brad.
Yeah.
Four. Or against the name. So that'd be three to two.
Okay, my so I know what direction. I'm going to take it to Board of Adjustments, but
Planning
and Zoning is not going to take the position of where they're going to give me time to adjudicate this, that I'm not going to go to court and get a TRO. That'll be a money-saving thing for me, unless unless Bob's going to be writing me a letter tomorrow saying get those buildings and that stuff off the lot. Then I might as well know tonight. If that's going to be the case, then I'm going to go to circuit court and get a TRO. So what?
My understanding of the process is that once there's been a denial here, the denial has to be appealed to the Board of Adjustment prior to taking any action at the circuit court level.
I think that's correct.
And at the Board of Adjustment, if the board should uphold the Planning Commission, you do have the right to seek a rehearing or reconsideration.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Shepherd Knightley Reynolds.
The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Planning Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Natural Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. For this resident shall accommodate no more than 10 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Five, the on-site wastewater treatment system shall be upgraded, ensuring capacity for the 10 persons that will be accommodated via nightly rental, whichever is greater. This upgraded on-site wastewater treatment system shall be permitted via the Taney County Planning Department in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Six, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Seven, no boats, watercraft, trailers, or recreational vehicles shall be parked or stored on site. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Nine, a privacy fence shall be established between the nightly rental structure and the adjoining existing single-family residence immediately to the south. Ten, the Shepherd nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
I have one question on number five. The way I understand that, the system shall be upgraded before occupancy, or...
That would be my understanding.
That's the way it's written, and that's what's to be done.
Yeah, that's the intent of it, really.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? Nope.
I guess this might not stick my neck out. I would move for approval if this project is presented.
Anybody want a second?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Four, four, one against. Rick.
And you've been approved, and basically you'll receive a letter from us that'll walk you through the remaining steps.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Okay, we got three concepts. Rosewood.
And I've got some aerial photography just showing the location of the property, and I'll kind of turn it over to the applicant and let the applicant explain what's proposed on this. This property's located at 673 Rosewood Drive, and just kind of zoom in here on the property in question. And I tried to... We've got a north, and I tried to kind of zoom in a little bit. I thought that might be helpful. And then south, east, and west. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to you at this point and let you explain what's proposed.
Okay, so we have an existing structure, the center structure right there. And I'm wanting to use it for special events. I'm calling it a multi-purpose building because I want multiple things to happen in there. That one.
This one right here.
Nope, that's the house. This one with all the junk laying around it.
Okay.
My mother-in-law was supposed to move in there, and now she's not, so we have this giant open building. I do weddings for a living, so I want to have small events, bridal showers, weddings, birthday parties, whatever the heck I can do, yoga classes. And I guess I should probably ask for everything underneath the sun, right? So whatever type of event is known to mankind, I would like to have in this building. And I tried to write quite a bit of stuff on that paper to give you an idea. Anything I can do to make money in that building, that's what I'd like to do. That's legal. Yeah.
Is this under a special use permit?
And this one would be, or my thought was to approach it as a special use permit.
And they were kind of unclear whether I would need to rezone for commercial use or if it was special use or what. So I have no idea.
Special use permit means that the permit is for you only.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you sell, you quit, whatever, it goes away. Nothing
doesn't
else
transfer.
Can be established from it.
Okay. Would it, would the zoning change in that respect whenever it came time for taxes? It would then be zoned as commercial, so would I be smarter to just go through with commercial zoning, or how does this work?
If it's exactly
we'll do
what
special
you said,
use.
Is, yeah. if it's a special use permit, it's non-transferable.
Okay.
And so you couldn't sell it
the
with
business.
The same use. Also, if it's viewed as a special use permit, they're really not supposed to, if it was approved, they're not supposed to use that for compatibility with future applications, other commercial applications.
Okay. Then we'll just stick with whatever you think.
Now, on the tax side of it, you'd have to get with the assessor's office.
Okay.
To
All right. I don't know what I'm doing, so more information's good.
Could you back up on the views where I can see exactly where this is?
And this one might give you the best. Here's Reinhart Road.
Yep, and there's Harry Cooper and K&R Electric.
So you have to access it through the mobile home park?
Yes. It is a downfall, but once you get back there, it's quite pretty.
Is that the property back there? Did Gary Carriger live back there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They live right down
the hill. I know
where
the property is now, then,
yeah.
For sure.
That's their old place.
Okay. I thought it was, but
yep.
I just wanted to make sure that it was.
That's exactly.
See. It is very secluded back there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's pretty much nothing around except for him, except for Gary, which lives in that little place right to the south.
Anybody else want to ask her something? I'm not got papers in front of me that she tells me your name, so I don't mean to.
Okay.
Not to put you on the spot, Randy, I didn't get a chance to ask you about this ahead of time. I didn't know how you were going to view this as far as the roadway.
The road, Rosewood, is currently not county maintained. It's a public road, but it's not county maintained. So we have warehouse where all them businesses are. We have Clay Street, and we also have the first one off of Reinhardt there.
Claremont.
But Rosewood is not in the next one. We don't maintain either one of those.
Anybody got anything else? We will see you
June 8th.
June 8th.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
Okie dokie. Anything else I need to do before then, other than the three things Benita sent me? I've already got a hold of.
She's got a lot of things wrote down here she wants to do. Do we want to limit any of that or not?
The only problem I see is going through the mobile home park to get there.
Well, you can't legally penalize her for that.
No, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I think we both understand.
Not going to have a large crowd.
No.
Maybe 100 people or something.
Oh, no. This building is way smaller than that. Maybe. No, I personally don't want to handle any more than, 50. And
you have a lot more people in charge for a wedding.
Probably.
Okay, we'll see you June 8th.
Okay, thanks.
6 o'clock. Lakestyle Boat Dock Parking. Eddie, is that you?
That's me.
Well, I know who you are, because I've not got...
And I've just given you a little bit of aerial photography, just to, again, show the location here. And this is on Happy Hollow Road. We've actually had a couple of requests previously. This is essentially for boat dock parking. The same applicant has been through, I know, at least a few times. Here's an adjoining parking lot that came through the process previously.
Yeah.
For a new boat slip, essentially. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to Eddie at this point.
His present parking lot for his dock abuts this. You can see it right there on the photo. So all he's going to be doing is just making additional parking on the other side of this, on this other lot that would abut this one for his other dock he's putting in. So, I mean, that's all it amounts to. Because he is the boat dock association that he set up there is the owner of the other lot. And so this is just an expansion of that lot.
There's not a change of use or anything. It's just a little bit of an expansion.
Expansion up on, that's why I asked Bob, I said, do we really need to even do this? Because all we're doing, it's his property. All we're doing is expanding the lot.
Where's the nearest property that way, Eddie? The other property.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, Bob's got it highlighted there.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he also own that corner one up there, Bob? I didn't look at it.
I think he does. Remember. He may. I haven't looked at it that close.
This one, I don't have a corner. This one here is his present lot right there.
Yeah.
All he's wanting to do is just expand.
Basically.
And I think on the application was he got 12 to 20 stalls.
Yeah, I believe so.
So he could be anywhere from 7 to 4 parking spots. One parking spot to 3 stalls. Well, there's already access to it and everything.
If he expanded and still left the buffering, it looks like there was timber on the rest of that, left the buffering in it. Why would it?
He's just going to widen it like 20 feet. Thinking?
Well, there'll probably have to be another driving lane put in there.
Essentially.
Because you've got parking. The way it's kind of set up, I am down there looking at the striping. Of course, people park everywhere.
Yeah.
But by the core regulation, you have to have a 15-foot driving lane, 20-foot access, 10 to 20 stalls. They got to be 10 foot off the take line if possible. They got to be within 200 foot of the dock.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of these in Stone County. In Stone County, we have to prepare plans, you know, soil erosion, grading plans. It costs about $3,000 just to prepare the stuff to go to planning and zoning in Stone County. And there's no regulations like that here, but the Corps demands that the county gives approval for this.
That's the same way it was when that went in before.
And the reason that it is what's got to happen in the Corps regulations is if this is approved or the county says go ahead and do it, then there has to be a legal description written to that parking. It has to be filed and recorded at the recorder's office. Then that is given to the Corps, and then it's mandatory that you have to set up a boat dock owners association. That land has to be given to the association, and then they have to set up an LLC. They have to maintain it and take care of it. And the owners of the dock is the association, which that's what will happen.
What are you going to do with the remainder part of the lot?
It'll just sit there, just like the rest of the other one is. There's timber there left.
Yeah. Can I speak now?
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Why are we even doing this?
Last time, the thought was, essentially last time this specific parcel came through, and we're looking at the adjoining parcel, basically. He sought approval for a Division 3 permit on a specific parcel. Now, they are very small parcels.
Now, let me...
This is a separate parcel, essentially.
Can I ask a question? The county really doesn't have any specific guidelines on how the parking or anything like that, I think, for a boat dock has to be established, do they?
I don't think so. I mean, we've got.
Well, that's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Is as long as Bob would stamp the survey and it'd be recorded, that's all that is really needed under the current code for us to go to the Corps with this piece of parking lot. But it's up to the board to decide if they want to hear this or not. But I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. I mean.
But I see where you're at, and I'm in the same place. But I still like to know about these projects, and they should come before the commission. But I think that we could ask.
Well, I'm glad it came in front of us, but I just don't.
Can you determine whether it would even have needed to come here or not? In regulations,
some of those are gray.
Yeah,
I mean, it just speaks to a change of use. Like I said last time.
Well, I think it's better for the lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a griping either way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
we're not splitting the lot. We're not doing anything like that. So.
Well, I think it still ought to come in as a concept, but then we can do like we're doing right now.
See, the lot will just be put into the association.
Eddie, on this lot, do you plan on putting another access? This existing park lot, just south of that's got an access. Do you?
No, they'll just access out of that parking lot right into the other one, I think.
But, I mean, you could also put an access out of there if needed that way.
And then you'd have to get, that's a county road there in front of it, right?
That's a county road. Mm-hmm. I mean, that,
yeah.
like this access is a dry field, that all slopes.
In other words, if they wanted to put another access, they'd get with the county. If they want to use that, they go off the existing parking lot road that's already established.
Either way, but I don't see as that being a problem.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
And this is, and I'd like to point out too, this is not for him to, as monetary gain.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Doug?
I've done a lot of them, never got anybody's approval.
Well, but I think we all know about these things.
It needs to come where it's at right now, but I don't know what the rest of you think, but I don't know where you need to go any further on this one.
I think we can just.
I
think we can go ahead and say it's just an expansion, and it can go, can't we?
Yeah, Bob can do it internally.
Because really, all I need is Bob's stamp on the plat and record it.
Because you're not splitting the lot or anything like that, so I don't see that there's a...
And the other thing, too, Rick, I'd like to point out, this is for his development and these other lots. These slips are supposed to be used in that part of it. Now, I'm not saying that one won't get sold, because they usually do.
Oh, yeah.
But this is not a case where we got Doug running over and buying a lot, putting in a boat dock parking lot, and putting a dock in there to sell $500,000 worth of slips. It's not that case. And we see it. There's a lot of that happens over in Stone County.
Sure.
Of course, we've got a lot more lake over there.
Banks County, too. Tried to.
Well, the Corps doesn't care. But the residents around these areas really care.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time I've seen a fight in planning and zoning was over a boat dock over there. And they brought the sheriff in to separate them. And it was between about a 70-year-old man, about a 40-year-old guy, and I think the old guy was getting the best of it.
Eddie, this is just talking 3 to 7 more additional parking, right?
Yeah, well, he's got an application. It could be a 12-slip or a 20-slip. Either one's approved of the Corps. He didn't know for sure which one he'd build. But the spaces are determined by how many slips you got, and it's one space for every 3 slips. But the Corps is very strict on the size everything has to be. And this is, he had his site inspection done, and there won't be no more of these for 2 years because they've got a moratorium on the lake. But he is still, and it would greatly help him if it was where we could go ahead and do it, because the time frame runs out pretty quick.
What do you think, guys?
I don't have a problem with it.
No way.
There's no change. Yeah. I'm fine. He's going to donate it to the association.
Bob, you can.
Yeah.
We know Bob can take care of that.
And if you think I'm pulling your leg, just get the core regulations and look, and it says
we'll
that.
We'll get you next time.
That's it says it strictly. I mean, that's our policy.
Yeah.
No, I know you're right.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate you bringing it in front of us. And any more like this, we'd appreciate if you bring them in front of us.
Well, that's what planning zoning's for, is to bring projects forward. And and Bob will tell you very comfortably that I am very cautious of what I do in the county and everything like that, because I've been bugging him all the time, can we do this, can't do it, because I just want to go do it.
Well, I'm glad you did while we're still here.
Yeah. So but that's one thing I've always tried to do, is uphold the county rules, no matter which county I'm working in.
Severely.
We appreciate that.
Yep.
Wish everybody else would.
I mean, it won't be no personal thing, but he will attack.
Yeah. Because it won't take much money.
410 nightly rental. You're the only one left. Unless you're not together, then one of you just...
Well, we're together. She's my backup. So.
Okay.
And this is located at 410 Newton Road. And I'll let you explain what's proposed here. Here's the property in question. We did have an application for a nightly rental residence here, I believe, not too long ago.
I heard that he sold that. Did he sell that, Dennis, or do you know? The one up on the corner.
Jeremy? Yep. Yes, he did. As far as I know, he did.
That was my understanding, too.
That was the realtor that put it in there that ran it nightly rental for a while, and then somebody said something to him.
I don't
try to get it done legal.
I don't think he ever got to as far as to rent it. I think he sold it first.
Dennis, I'm sorry. I didn't know you. You've aged.
You know what?
Steve said he's getting older. His eyes are worse.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you age.
I know. And I've lost my hearing, too.
We used to be around each other quite a bit.
Yeah.
Several years ago when you was putting in mobile homes and stuff.
Yeah. Did a lot of that.
Anybody got any questions for Dennis now?
Well, I've got a question.